WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Want to evolve to crab.
Why crab?
You know, in the ocean, there's this thing called carcinization, and it's also the name for cancer. But but crabs are like the peak life form for ocean life.
Okay, they're peak, they're optimized, peak optimization?
Apparently.
Okay.
Because things just keep evolving to crabs.
Okay.
It's insane. There's so many different species of crab simply because things just keep evolving to them.
That's very interesting. I would feel like crabs are like the last thing I would think anything would evolve into.
Right?
That's just, okay.
So you can't say like, you can say return to monkey, but you can't say return to crab.
No, you gotta evolve to crab.
You've gotta evolve to a crab.
Okay, that's fair.
And like crabs are just, they're just little guys. They're just scuttling across the beach, having fun.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to be a crab?
Oh, no, you're right. I'm just waiting for the day that we evolve so much that our heads are, like, our brains just, like, you know, I've seen photos and, like, this is, like, what Scientific American is, like, this is how humans are going to look in, like, the next 3,000 years. And they got, like, these, like, ginormous heads for brains. I'm like, oh, okay.
I doubt that's going to happen.
It would be so funny if we all live in a world where everybody's head is ginormous because they just have a ginormous brain.
Can you imagine evolving to end up like the people in WALL-E, where they can't move out of their chairs? They just fly everywhere on the hover chairs.
I think that's, I don't know. I don't want to think of it. That would be a scary world.
It'd be so funny, though.
It would be hilarious, but like, you know, at that point, our Earth is so bad that we need little trash compactor robots to like trash compact little like pyramid things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's, you live on a spaceship that's run by like the dude from like Space Odyssey.
Have you seen the really dark theories for WALL-E?
No, I have not.
Oh my god, there's some that's like WALL-E killed all of his friends.
Oh, I've heard about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Disney theorists, they really like, they really come up with some interesting
things. They come up with some wild things, but I eat them up every single time.
That's fair. I used to be a big Pixar theory guy.
Yes.
That they're all connected.
They're all connected. It's all one movie.
They're all connected in this strange big universe, and I'm like, okay.
Like, Boo is the girl from, or like the witch from Brave.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay. We're going leaps and bounds here, but okay.
Yeah. No, I'm all for it because I think it's so fun.
Okay.
It's such a fun theory. And, mm-hmm. like, have you, like, it's people ruled the Earth and then they died out in WALL-E, and then robots ruled the Earth and then they died out, and then Bug's Life is what came next. No, I got it wrong. It's like people, then the cars, then WALL-E. No, people, WALL-E, cars, then Bug's Life, I think.
Okay.
It's been forever since I watched a Pixar theory video.
Yeah. It's a little, I don't even know.
It's a little fuzzy.
It's just funny to think that, like, they just make these movies and then, like, people are trying to connect them and, like, hey, man, they're all separate films. And
yeah.
Like, no, Pixar. They're all connected.
The directors just put in fun little Easter eggs for
and then
people.
Fans just, like, they run with it.
They run wild with it. Like, the main theory, like, the reason why people think that the witch from Brave.
Because isn't she carving a Sully? Like,
I don't know that she's carving one, but I know that there is a Sully carving.
Yeah.
And people are like, what if Boo got older and figured out how to use the doors?
No.
Simply, no. That's not how that works.
No. Yeah, no, they just throw in Easter eggs and like, but connected worlds. And you're like, no. But Easter egg, dog. But Easter egg.
Go giggle at your closet if you want to and open it and see if you can get to the Sully world or like the Monsters, Inc. universe.
It's just, yeah.
Like, how do they think she got there? Did she just giggle at her door?
I don't even know. I don't even know. It's just, I guess, I don't, I'm not even, because, I don't even know.
It's a fun theory. I highly recommend going just watching some theorists.
But you just got people that just, like, they take it so far, and you're like, calm down. It's a cool little theory. You know, I can see where people are coming at, but you Pixar nerds are taking it too far.
Has Pixar gone too far? Is Pixar too woke?
That, and then you got Disney Park nerds.
Oh my god, Disney adults.
That's what they're called, Disney adults. Oh my lord.
I was the opposite of a Disney adult as a kid. I was like dark Disney. That was my favorite thing. Like, I absolutely adored hearing the stories of how people died in Disney parks.
Oh my god.
Every time someone dies in a Disney park, it's gruesome.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. It's just awful. Insane. And then they have, like, the theory that, like, nobody dies at a Disney park. Because when something happens, they take them off-site so they can die off the
No,
ground.
People have died in a Disney park. There's the story of a woman getting crushed between...
I've heard about that one. The Hall of Presidents one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad.
No, it's bad.
Not only that, but, like, they have to ban people because they spread their loved ones' ashes.
Oh.
At Disney parks. Especially, like, the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard about all the curses that linger.
If you breathe the air in the Haunted Mansion, chances are you're breathing in someone's grandma. Yeah. And, like, the corpses on Pirates of the Caribbean.
They're real skeletons. Yeah. Walt Disney was...
If you don't know what we're talking about, I highly recommend just doing a deep dive.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got a few hours yourself, do a Disney deep dive.
And nothing better to do with your life.
Do a Disney deep dive.
It's so fun.
I'm trying to think. Well, there was something else about Disney that I was trying to think about.
Unless you just really like Disney and don't want it ruined for you, don't do it.
No. Ruin it. Ruin it. Get the full picture of what's going on.
Don't trust the mouse.
Don't trust Mr. Mouse. There's something up with
them. We're going to get a cease and desist tomorrow.
They just barge in right now.
Yeah.
We just get arrested by the Disney police.
Stop talking about us.
Yeah, they just... If we go missing, you know who took us, a.k.a. Mr. Mouse.
Like the Frozen theory where they froze Walt Disney's head.
Oh,
and
that's
then they
hilarious.
Made
yeah.
Frozen so that if you look up Walt Disney Frozen, it comes up with the movie instead of the head theory.
Yeah, it's these people are insane.
Watch it actually be true.
That's what it was. Do you remember when on TikTok somebody was going around drinking the fountain water? They were drinking different waters from Disney, and then they got kicked out of the park because, I mean, first of all, that's gross.
Yeah.
Like, that's gross. Like, the idea was, like, trying different waters and then rating them, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's cool. And then he goes, like, and he, like, puts his, like, little swell bottle in the fountain water and just goes,
why would you do that?
Takes a big sip and goes, you know, it's kind of gross. And I'm like, yeah.
It's not meant to be.
Fountain water.
It's like the people licking airplane seats forever ago.
Oh my god, that's so gross. Ugh.
Did you never see that? This girl like posted a video of her licking not just an airplane seat, but an airplane toilet seat.
Oh, I said, stop. I saw that bit. That's gross. If you do that, you're gross. I don't care
what's wrong with you.
I don't care what people say. You're gross.
What that's brand gross. Of mental illness is that?
Stop it. Stop it. I don't know. I don't even know. And then, and then this next video was like, guys, I just got kicked out of the Disney park for drinking the water. And I'm like,
you were drinking fountain water.
Yeah. Duh.
They were taking you off site to die.
They're letting the Mickey microbes enter your system.
Not only that, but there's like defunct, like there's this defunct one in the Florida Disneyland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a brain-eating amoeba in the water.
Ugh. Is that the one? Is it like an island?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, and like there's like one or two people that every now and then are like, yeah, I'm gonna swim to the island. And then they take these creepy photos of like, you know, like when it stops, like it just time stops there, and it's just yeah. Like, that's.
But first of all, you know, there's a brain-eating amoeba in the water. Why are you swimming?
Anything for the views. I feel like that has just taken over our culture, and I hate. First, it used to be do it for the vine, right?
Yeah.
Do it for the vine.
And it would be like a 3-second thing.
Yeah. Now it's anything for the views. And oh my Lord.
If you go on YouTube right now, it's all like hour-long documentaries, like yeah. docuseries that people are just making. But if you go on TikTok, it's awful. That's where anything for the views is going right now.
Yeah, it's not a good future. It's really not. I'm sorry. Please stop. Please don't do it for the views. And you just see people that, like, one kid I saw, they're having like a school assembly, and he just ran up and went into the microphone, and then like, I'm like, dude, why?
That wasn't even funny.
Yeah, exactly. And like him and his three other friends, like, yo, you got him good. I'm like, no, you didn't. You just like. You're just a nuisance. Stop.
Yeah, they're gonna look back at that and cringe really hard.
See, yeah, the thing is,
once your brain develops a little bit,
the comments of digital footprint are becoming more and more relevant to this day. And
yeah,
it's insane.
That's how I feel every time I like scroll through TikTok or like Twitter and I see people's Twitter names or like their TikTok handles, and it's something along the lines of an anime character with dumpster after it at the end of it.
Mm.
And I think you know where I'm going with the middle part there.
No, but I don't think
you want to
I'm okay. For my sanity, I'm okay.
Yeah. There's so many where it's just people, like, their TikTok handles are just people thirsting after anime characters. I'm like, y'all's digital footprint?
Get a life.
Yeah.
Get a life. I'm sorry. Get a life.
My TikTok handle is something that if you don't know me, you're not going to guess it.
Yeah, mine's pretty funny. And.
But it's also not, it's not bad. It's yeah. Like my future boss were to find my TikTok and be like, what is this? I could be like,
yeah, no, this is me.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, no, I think Twitter's the worst when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
The digital footprint's real on Twitter.
Yeah.
I hate Twitter.
I don't get on Twitter just because I don't want to see it. I get on it every now and then to check the trending.
Yeah. Gotta say updated, but after a while, I'm just like, I don't want to say updated.
Especially after the new Last of Us episodes come out.
Okay, I haven't watched it yet.
I highly recommend it. It's so good.
Okay.
Like, okay. It's so good.
Okay.
Every single time a new episode comes out, I check Twitter after I watch it, just so I can see what everybody's saying about it.
Yeah, the consensus.
And last week's episode, it hurt. Some of the Twitter things hurt.
Okay.
When people say Twitter can't hurt your feelings, yes, it can.
Twitter's ruthless. I mean, it's just becoming like the Wild West of just, and not a good Wild West.
Yeah. Not fun cowboys. It's 30-year-old men in their mom's basement.
Taking like with these like really weird takes, and you're just like, what? How can your mind do leaps and bounds to get there? Seriously.
What brought you to that conclusion?
Yeah, like what videos are you watching that you're like, you got there? Like,
it's so bad.
No, it's just, I think the unregulated, and Instagram is getting there too. Instagram, this unregulated part of Instagram is very annoying to me. Like, my Instagram, I'll be going through my Instagram and it's like normal videos, and then it's like, hey, you want to see this guy who's lifting weights and his, like, his pectoral muscle rips off of his arm, like, and I go, why Instagram?
See, I'm not on that side. I'm on the very positive side of Instagram. You know what I get videos of?
What?
I get videos of little cats doing little stupid things, and it's, but they're really poorly edited. So it's just the cat's head like coming at you with a weird noise at the same time. Or it's like, I don't know if you're on this specific niche of TikTok. But I've seen this video, like, I've seen this guy so many times, but it's like the guy that, like, does the storylines with his cats. No. So he'll be like, and he's four and he's like Spanish or something. And he's like running with his cats, and his cats are like, "We gotta do this thing." And he's like, "Okay." And then like he does the little green screen where he like flips himself and like falls off a cliff, and his cats like save him. It's so dramatic, but I get that kind of stuff on my Instagram now.
Okay.
And I kind of hate it.
Okay.
But it's really funny sometimes.
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, no, mine is like, it's positive. It's like either, "Hey, man, you should go to the gym and get your workout into," like, "Hey, you want to see this guy lift, like, he will squat 400 pounds, but then also break his arm because he can't hold the weight because it's so heavy." And I'm like, no, I don't want to see that.
I get stuff like, "Capybara loves you," and like, "Do you want to be my froggy Valentine?" Stuff like that. It's my favorite time of the year for Instagram, where you get the little Valentine's cards. They're so cute.
No, I don't. Instagram is just...
I got one of a capybara holding a rose in its mouth, and it just said, "Do you want to be my Valentine?" And I sent it to my friend. It was so cute. I'm on the capybara side of Instagram right now.
I can share.
I don't want to see it. We're going to go to "I Want Love" by Esby, Sunset Girl, on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to WVUA 90.7 The Capstone. This is your morning show with Summer Scroggins
and Ian Schwartz.
And we've got a little bit of a C-Dubs article for you. A little shout out C-Dubs.
Shout out C-Dubs. So we got this article saying, "Changing the Tide, How Student Organizations Are Championing to Change at UA."
Ooh.
So...
Oh, aren't they also, like, doing their print soon?
I think so.
Or was it was soon, or it was yesterday? One of the two.
Yeah. Either is in between.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between.
Either way, like, when it comes out...
Get a copy.
I'm not saying get a copy, but I'm saying...
No, I'm saying get a copy. Get a copy now! No, I'm just kidding.
Don't you know we're not supposed to do calls to action?
You're right. Don't get a copy.
I'm strongly suggesting that getting a copy would be very cool.
That feels like some subversive advertisement, if I'm being honest.
It's okay. It's C-Dubs.
That's fair. So, essentially... It lists out different organizations that are fighting for change. So you got Tide Against Time, which educates students through social media posts explaining the problems with the United States prison system.
Interesting.
You have Students for Sensible Drug Policy, which, I mean, education is, it says, and I quote, "Education is a pillar to many social justice organizations, including this one." And it looks like it's an organization that, you know, teaches students about sensible drug policies, which we need.
We just need to fix a lot of things.
There's a lot of things, some olden laws that don't really hold up anymore, in my opinion. Need to be altered.
Yeah.
Need to be altered. There's a different Hope U, which is a Christian organization that seeks to educate, support, and raise awareness for victims of human trafficking.
That's nice.
That is a very nice one. And yeah, that's about it. So that's a great C-Dubs article. If you want to check it out, want to check the rest of it out, go to thecrimsonwhite.com. So
yeah. Speaking of student media, we're going to have live coverage of the Grammys.
Yes. If you can't get the streams and you want to listen in to the Grammys, check out.
Yeah. Hear some of our DJ's thoughts.
Yeah.
Even, I think some of the morning show people are doing it too, yeah, aren't they?
I think so. I might, hopefully, maybe, I will be here.
I don't know that I'll be here personally, but if you want to hear like some radio people's thoughts,
play-by-play breakdowns,
yeah,
definitely check it out.
It's gonna be a good time.
We're gonna have a lot of fun. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, just hanging out,
live reaction, live play breakdowns.
Yeah.
Of what's going on
with the Grammys. It's like February 5th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me a second. I'll look.
It's Sunday, so yeah, I think it's the 5th.
Okay. I didn't know what day it was.
No. It's like Super Bowl Sunday, but for the Grammys, I guess.
But for musicians.
Which, they got some picks there that I don't agree with. I don't like.
I haven't looked at the nominations, all honestly. All I know is that
Machine Gun Kelly was nominated for something.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, I'm for real on this one.
The Grammys are rigged, the Grammys are rigged, the Grammys are rigged.
I'm sorry, but how is this grown man getting nominated for his pop below average pop punk?
Can we really call that pop punk?
No. But, I mean, that's the closest I can call it. I mean, ABBA got... I didn't even know ABBA was making music still. I thought ABBA was out.
Hey, I'm not complaining. I love ABBA.
I mean, yeah, no, but it's just like when I see them, I'm like, oh, okay. Let's see, who else? ABBA, Lizzo, Harry Styles. Fair.
Harry Styles, obvious. Oh, the obvious choice.
I mean, Harry... Yeah.
And Lizzo, honestly.
I'm not a big Harry Styles fan, but...
Oh, I'm not either, but I'm just saying he's got enough fans.
It makes sense. It makes sense that ABBA, Lizzo, and Harry Styles all are nominated. You know, Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Like,
makes sense.
Honestly, if we want to revive the pop punk genre, we need to get those depressed emo boys to make bands again.
Yeah.
Not the Machine Gun Kellys.
Did Machine Gun Kelly? I thought I was told that he was nominated. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he was nominated.
I hope you're wrong, honestly.
I don't know if it was.
I'm praying on his downfall.
Oh, here it is. Best rock album, mainstream sellout by Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, God.
Now, let's see.
I guess they didn't have very many choices because no one's really making rock anymore.
Yeah, I guess, but like. Why? And then let's see the rating for it got a 4.4. People are rating it a 4.4. I highly doubt that.
I think I'm going to slam my head into a wall.
Somebody rated it a 5-star, and then the next one after that was a 1-star saying, worst, most generic pop punk album I've ever heard.
The people rating it 5 stars have got to be, like, children. You know?
Yeah.
Like actual children.
I think he's botting. I think he's paying for bots.
He might be, honestly. But like, I'm not kidding when I say like legitimate children, because they didn't grow up in the same era where they were listening to like the 90s grunge that their dad was playing, or the 80s grunge, or you know, just what was on the radio. Like, for me, it was like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance, the emo trinity.
So, yeah, no, it's just so, like, Rolling Stone gave it a 2.5 out of 3. I don't understand how we can do that.
What kind of rating is out of 3?
I don't even know. They literally have this, and I don't understand, like, I guess is that their rating system? I don't know. But I don't like Machine Gun Kelly. I think he's the most disingenuous artist I've ever, like...
listened to.
Yeah. Going from, like, getting absolutely roasted by Eminem to, like, just, like, magically switching to pop punk, and then like he acts like, you know, I'm so like, if you're not wearing Doc Martens while you're performing, you're not pop punk. And I'm like,
you don't know the punk. You're not, you don't know your fan base.
You're not pop punk either. You're just like, you're just some dude from Ohio that did like white boy rap, and then he got roasted because
you got roasted so hard you went emo.
Yeah, yeah, barely emo.
Yeah, like, you went like suburban white moms. Okay, emo. You know,
and it's yeah, yeah, and then he's like trying to roast Corey Taylor for wearing like still wearing masks for Slipknot. But you're like a 30-year-old man writing, and I kissed her under the bleachers. Like,
yeah.
You're like, you're literally the, you are no different from like making fun of a 50-year-old man for wearing a mask on stage.
Yeah.
And like having this persona. You're like,
where's the disconnect?
Yeah. There's like, there's a ginormous disconnect. And like, I don't believe that Machine Gun Kelly stans are real.
Not only that, but like, that's not punk.
No, it's not. It's not.
You know, like the punk subgenre, and I like I'm not claiming to be a part of that group. I just know, I know the lore.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know.
No, the lore. I yeah. No,
there's so a lot of the punk people that I know, because I have friends that are punk, right? There's some of the nicest people I know.
Oh yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it's the fake punk people that are always like, if you're not wearing Doc Martens, you're not real punk. If you don't have black eyeliner streaming down your face,
yeah,
you're not punk.
Yeah, those are, yeah.
Those are the fake ones. The real ones are like, we're poor. We can't afford Doc Martens.
Yeah, we got what we got and we rock out. And yeah. It's fair.
They're some of the most chill people I know. They're some of the sweetest people I know.
Yeah, no, it's very annoying when you just got these people that, like, they only like the aesthetic, and then they're like, yeah, no, if you don't, like, follow the aesthetic, you're fake.
Yeah, no.
And like, dude, you're the one that's fake. You're the one that's just, you're the one that's not the real, like, you're the imposter. You are sus. Everybody vote Machine Gun Kelly out. He's the sus imposter.
Never say that again. Leave.
Sus.
Leave the studio.
Sussy baka. There, I said it. I said my piece.
Okay, up next is Knee Jerk by Tommy A.
Do your task in between.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, good morning, everyone, and welcome to WVUA 90.7, The Capstone. This is your morning show, here to tell you a little bit of good news.
Yay, good news. Yay.
You don't have to sound so excited.
I'm so very excited. You can't hear it in my voice.
Contain your excitement, Ian.
I'm trying.
But the good news that I have found for today is a new study of Triassic fossils revealed the origins of living amphibians through a tiny, funky worm.
Let's go, worms.
Worms. Any worm fans out there?
I'm a little bit of a worm fan.
Who up playing with a worm?
What happened? Wait, what?
My friend says that all the time.
Just playing with worms?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mainly a reference to, what's his face? Megumi's dad in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Toji?
Yeah.
He said that?
No, but she says that because he has a big worm.
Oh, on his God. No, we're not. I'm not going into this. I'm not going into this. Literally a murderer. Literally in the show, a murderer.
That's one of her Hear Me Out characters. Okay.
We're not going to bring in what we were talking about in between the break set onto this.
Hear Me Out characters are some of the best characters.
Everybody that you picked in their respective universes are literally murderers. They have they take joy in killing human beings. I'm not hearing you out on
But anything. They are so baby girl.
No, they would kill babies and girls. They're not baby girl.
But I'm different. I'm different. They'd choose me.
No, you would just would be one of the many. One of the many.
Anyway, back to worms.
Yeah, back to worms. Let's get back to worms.
So for 3 years, paleontologists in the Petrified National Forest Park have been unearthing the remains of the oldest known amphibian. It's not a frog or a salamander, but it's a family of legless, salamander-adjacent burrowing critters. Okay. It's the way that the article phrases it.
Okay.
It extends the record of amphibians by nearly 35 million years.
Mm-hmm.
And it fills in a gap of almost 87 million years.
Okay.
Give me a second. Before this discovery, only 10 fossil little salamander thingies were known. But they estimated that evolutionary origins dated back to like 370 million years ago. Apparently these things are like really rare, and whatever, you know, it's just really not a very rare thing for them to find. Paleontologists are searching for fossils of other more common animals. Kligman, one of the dudes that found it, said our discovery was one of totally unexpected, and it was transformed the trajectory of his scientific interests. The modern version of these guys are limbless amphibians with cylindrical bodies and a compact bullet-shaped skull that helps them burrow underground. Home to exclusively South and Central America, Africa, and Southern Asia.
Okay.
They spend their lives burrowing in leaf litter or soil searching for prey, such as worms and insects.
Okay.
So, they think they're related to medium-sized amphibians and one of the largest amphibians known as, I'm going to butcher this, but Dysophoridea, something like that.
Okay.
Also argued that this thing died out, leaving no living relatives.
Okay.
So it's a very new discovery, and they don't really know much about it yet.
Okay. Interesting.
But
let's go worms. Go worms.
Go worms.
Go worms. Go birds.
Don't worm fans are going crazy right now.
Worm fans in chat are going insane.
But the bird fans going even crazy.
Are you a bird? Are you a birds fan? Is that who you're rooting for the Super Bowl?
No, but the bird is the word.
Bird is the word. I guess that's why people are going for the birds. Go birds. Go bird. I mean, Philly's a mess
right
now.
Bird, bird,
bird. Have you seen what's happening in Philly? Philly's a mess right now.
No, I try not to look at Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly. Apparently, Philly's like a mess. Like, there's like not rioting, but like when they were going, found out they're going to the Super Bowl.
I know they were greasing poles.
Yeah, yeah.
I know about that.
Yeah, they had a grease pole so that people wouldn't climb them. But you know, the Philadelphia
people are still going to climb them.
Philadelphians are very, you know, they have a lot of ingenuity, so they
very avid pole climbers.
They figure out a way to climb poles. So, I mean, between the Chiefs and the Birds, who do you think?
I genuinely don't know. I don't pay attention.
Okay, fair enough.
I like the commercials that come out. They're always funky.
I like the Doritos commercials.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, they're getting really sad, and I can't watch them anymore. They went from, like, the avocados from Mexico to, like...
They went from puppy monkey baby.
Yeah, to, like, they're super depressing, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
They're supposed to be funny.
They're very, they very are much supposed to be funny.
Give me back the funny Super Bowl commercials.
I want, yeah, no, I want the funny Doritos Locos Tacos.
Give us more Whopper, Whopper, Whopper.
Oh my gosh. I hate that meme.
Do you really?
I hate that
it's
meme.
It's so funny to me.
I hate the Whopper meme. I can't.
They're so funny.
I hate the song. The song's...
I saw one to Bad Romance yesterday.
What do you mean? What's that?
But you know how they, like, they've got, like, the edits to the, like... And it's to the tune of Bad Romance.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
From Lady Gaga.
No. I hate it. I hate the Whopper song.
I don't understand why. It's so funny.
It's so... Well...
It seems like you have a story behind this.
Well, you know, I think this... I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But if I remember the reason why the Whopper meme is so big, it's because of the... Damar, you remember Damar Hamlin?
Yeah.
That's why it got big.
Oh, really?
Because he got injured, and then Whopper, yeah, and then
that's... Oh, my God.
That's... I'm pretty sure that's why it got popular.
I didn't know that.
That's the whole reason why it's, like, POV, like, you know, bad news is coming on, and then you see, like, the Whopper, so...
Well, see, I don't know any of that. I just see people dancing to it.
No.
Yeah, or I see, like, the different remixes.
That's why it got so popular.
I hate that. That's almost as bad as why I, as the reason I know that Glass Animals got popular.
I don't even... Why did Glass Animals get popular?
Because of a Minecraft YouTuber fanfiction.
Oh, okay. Okay, that reminds me of that Seabat song.
Yeah. It was... Someone wrote, like, a fanfiction about Dream and George...
I physically just shook in my seat.
Yeah, to Heat Waves. That's why that got popular. Because so many people read that fan fiction and wanted to know what the song was. So they listened to it and was like, dang, this kind of slaps. And then they showed it to their friends.
That kind of sucks, man. You make one song and you put it out there, and then you got somebody that's like, on a Reddit thread, either talking about
their... Wasn't on Reddit.
They're putting about their... Why they listen to Seabat, or, like, the fan fiction. And then they're like, you're the one guy that made that one song from that. And it's just like, oh, my God.
This is it what, wasn't this on is my, Reddit.
This
it
is
was,
my career in music.
It was fully a...
Well, yeah.
It was a fanfiction.net thing that turned into a Tumblr thing that turned into a... TikTok thing.
Of course it turns into a Tumblr thing. You gotta go, you gotta pass through like the layers. The last gate of hell, Tumblr.
You can find some fun stuff on Tumblr, man.
I don't wanna go down Tumblr. I don't wanna go down Tumblr. Tumblr is so... Blech.
It's definitely an HE double hockey stick site.
It seems like,
nothing good comes from it.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.